Dalinar bellowed at the enemy soldiers, beating his sword, just an ordinary long sword, against his shield. He wore a sturdy breastplate, an open-fronted helm, and iron-reinforced boots. The spearmen ahead of him wavered as his elites roared from amid the smoke and flame, shouting a bloodthirsty cacophony. A few of the spearmen dropped their weapons and ran. Dalinar grinned. He didn't need shards to intimidate. He hit the spearmen like a boulder rolling through a grove of saplings, his sword tossing blood into the air. A good fight was about momentum. Don't stop, don't think. Drive forward and convince your enemies that they're as good as dead already. That way they'll fight you less as you send them to their pyres. The spearmen thrust their spears frantically, less to try to kill, more to try to push away this madman. Their ranks collapsed as too many of them turned their attention toward him. Dalinar laughed, slamming aside a pair of spears with his shield, then disemboweling one man with a blade deep in the gut. The man dropped his spear in agony, and his neighbors backed away at the horrific sight. Dalinar came in with a roar, killing them with a sword that bore their friend's blood. Dalinar's elites struck the now broken line, and the real slaughter began. He pushed forward, keeping momentum, shearing through the ranks until he reached the back, then breathed deeply and wiped ashen sweat from his face. A young spearman wept on the ground nearby, screaming for his mother as he crawled across the stone, trailing blood. Fear spren mixed with orange, sinewy pain spren all around. Dalinar shook his head and rammed his sword down into the boy's back as he passed. Men often cried for their parents as they died. Didn't matter how old they were. He'd seen graybeards do it, same as kids like this one. He's not much younger than me, Dalinar thought. Maybe 17. But then Dalinar had never felt young, regardless of his age. His elites carved the enemy line in two. Dalinar danced, shaking off his bloodied blade, feeling alert, excited, but not yet alive. Where was it? Come on. A larger group of enemy soldiers was jogging down the street toward him, led by several officers in white and red. From the way they suddenly pulled up, he guessed they were alarmed to find their spearmen falling so quickly. Dalinar charged. His elites knew to watch, so he was rapidly joined by 50 men. The rest had to finish off the unfortunate spearmen. 50 would do. The crowded confines of the town would mean Dalinar shouldn't need more. He focused his attention on the one man riding a horse. The fellow wore plate armor, obviously meant to resemble shard plate, though it was only of common steel. It lacked the beauty, the power of true plate. He still looked like he was the most important person around. Hopefully that would mean he was the best. The man's honor guard rushed to engage, and Dalinar felt something stir inside him, like a thirst, a physical need. Challenge. He needed a challenge. He engaged the first member of the guard, attacking with a swift brutality. Fighting on a battlefield wasn't like dueling in an arena. Dalinar didn't dance around the fellow, testing his abilities. Out here, that sort of thing got you stabbed in the back by someone else. Instead, Dalinar slammed his sword down against the enemy, who raised his shield to block. Dalinar struck a series of quick, powerful blows like a drummer pounding out a furious beat. Bam, 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 bam. The enemy soldier clutched his shield over his head, leaving Dalinar squarely in control. Dalinar raised his own shield before him and shoved it against the man, forcing him back until he stumbled, giving Dalinar an opening. This man didn't get a chance to cry for his mother. The body dropped before him. Dalinar let his elites handle the others. The way was open to the Bright Lord. Who was he? The High Prince fought to the north. Was this some other important Light Eyes? Or didn't Dalinar remember hearing something about a son during Gavilar's endless planning meetings? Well, this man certainly looked grand on that white mare, watching the battle from within his helm's visor, cape streaming around him. The foe raised his sword to his helm toward Dalinar in a sign of challenge accepted. Idiot. Dalinar raised his shield arm and pointed, counting on at least one of his strikers to have stayed with him. Indeed, Yennin stepped up, unhooked the short bow from his back, and, as the Bright Lord shouted his surprise, shot the horse in the chest. Hate shooting horses, Yennon grumbled as the beast reared in pain. Like throwing 1,000 brooms into the storming ocean, Bright Lord. I'll buy you 2 when we finish, Dalinar said as the Bright Lord tumbled off his horse. Dalinar dodged around flashing hooves and squeals of pain, seeking out the fallen man. He was pleased to find the enemy rising. They engaged, sweeping at one another, frantic. Life was about momentum.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.